This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
President Trump's persistent and continuing effort to coerce a foreign country to help him cheat to win an election is a clear and present danger.
That's Democratic counsel Daniel Goldman, who presented the case for impeachment yesterday before the House Judiciary Committee. The committee got a detailed summary of the impeachment case against U.S. President Donald Trump. Democrats charge he has abused his authority and that his behavior toward Ukraine presented a danger to national security. It's expected that the Democrats will file former articles of impeachment against Mr. Trump this month. Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler.
We know that his attempts to solicit a political favor from the government of Ukraine fit a pattern of conduct that the president established in 2016.
Ranking Committee Republican Doug Collins.
At the end of the day, your case isn't made. And one thing that just keeps amazingly said from Mr. Goldman to the chairman and others, these facts are undisputed. The very nature of the fact that I say I disagree and you say you don't is a disputed fact.
President Trump admitted he did tune in, if briefly.
I did. I watched a little bit, very little. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace to our country.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Justice Department's Inspector General says in a new report the FBI was justified in opening an investigation in 2016 into suspected ties between President Trump's election campaign and Russia, saying officials had enough evidence to authorize an inquiry. The long-anticipated report released on Monday contradicted some of President Trump's and his Republican allies' most damning assertions about the investigation, such as the charge that senior FBI officials were motivated by political bias against President Trump. But the inspector general also sharply criticized the FBI for a series of significant errors. This is VOA News. A report says the U.S. government has misled the public on progress in the Afghanistan war. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Because today in May...
These young women here were born into a different...
I'm sorry, we'll have that report coming up for you a little bit later on. Young climate activist Greta Thunberg on Tuesday hosted a group of climate scientists on the sidelines of the United Nations climate talks in Madrid. She'd remarked upon the success young people have had recently in bringing the issue of climate change to the forefront, but said it was time to listen to the scientists. Thunberg also said it was important for climate science to become part of the curriculum of schools around the world, but added that it was also crucial to educate adults about the climate. Thunberg, who arrived in Madrid on Friday after crossing the Atlantic Ocean in a catamaran to attend the talks in the Spanish capital, said she was using her high profile to give a platform to the climate scientists taking part in the summit. And now that report that says the U.S. government has misled the public on progress in the Afghanistan war. This is AP correspondent Mike Gracia reporting.
The Pentagon has released a statement saying there was no intent to mislead Congress or the public about the progress of the war in Afghanistan. The statement was a response to a report in the Washington Post saying three White House administrations misled the public about failures in the Afghanistan war and often suggested success where it didn't exist. The Post based its report on thousands of pages of documents it obtained. The Post quotes an Army colonel who served as a counterinsurgency advisor as saying every data point was altered to present the best picture possible. The 18-year war in Afghanistan is the longest in U.S. history. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Well, President Trump and Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman vowed to cooperate on investigating a shooting at a U.S. Florida naval base, which left three dead on Friday. The two leaders spoke on the phone Sunday evening about the attack that was carried out by Saudi military trainee. The FBI officially identified the shooter, who killed three people, as Mohammed al-Shamrani, a 21-year-old second lieutenant in the Royal Saudi Air Force. FBI officials said the investigation in the incident was taking place under the presumption it was an act of terrorism. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam did not rule out a cabinet reshuffle on Tuesday, but said restoring law and order was her top priority as the Chinese-ruled city grapples with more than 6 months of sometimes violent anti-government protests. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.